This is Nick Geyer. Today I'd like to talk about happiness. There's been much in the press these days about happiness. Since the 1950s, those who interview us have found little change in the number of us who say that we're happy. This means that 50 years of having more leisure time, consuming more material goods, and the institution of happy hour have not raised our feelings of well-being. The lack of progress in our pursuit of happiness may be due to the confusion of happiness with pleasure. Webster's defines pleasure as the state of sensual gratification that comes from a good massage, a drink of fresh water, and a sandwich to quell our hunger pangs. The Greek philosopher Aristotle would have agreed with Webster's definition of happiness as well-being and contentment. Aristotle chose a beautiful Greek word for this state, eudaimonia, which literally means having a good spirit or soul. As opposed to pleasure, having a good soul has a moral dimension to it. Aristotle believes that a person must have a full complement of the virtues to be happy. Some of these virtues are wisdom, moderation, generosity, truthfulness, integrity, and courage. Pleasure is transitory because our thirst can be slaked and our stomachs can be filled. Indeed, we can be so sated with pleasurable activity that it becomes joyless and meaningless. But for Aristotle, true happiness is a constant companion, and it would be really absurd to say that we can have too much happiness. Great misfortune can undermine happiness, but those who recover can experience joy in practicing the virtues that give us that deep feeling of well-being and contentment. It is not only important to distinguish happiness from pleasure, but we must recognize that joy is a unique experience as well. We say that our hearts are filled with joy, indicating that the location of this feeling is not from any of the sense organs. We would never say that our hearts are overflowing with pleasure, and that we never jump with pleasure, but of course we jump with joy. Sometimes we are so overwhelmed that we cry with joy. Crying with pleasure sounds very odd, doesn't it? Pleasure is distinct from joy and happiness in yet another way. We never regret joy or happiness, but we may well, very well, regret the initial pleasures of overeating, drinking too much, taking drugs, and recreational sex. On the other hand, most of us would never regret the times that we've fallen in love or the joys that we've experienced with our family and friends and our own personal successes. With regard to regretting happiness, it seems utterly absurd for one who, after years of moral development, regrets the well-being and contentment that ensues from such an achievement. Aristotle would have jumped with joy on reading psychologist Martin Seligman's new book, Authentic Happiness. Seligman confirms the ancient Greek connection between happiness and the virtues. Seligman's list of six, wisdom, courage, humanity, justice, temperance, and spirituality, match Aristotle's virtues quite nicely. The ancient Greeks loved their wine, and Aristotle would have enjoyed happy hour with his friends and students every day. But from those bliss-filled Elysian fields, Aristotle reminds us that it is easy to gratify our senses, but it's difficult to develop the virtues necessary for true happiness. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net.